You're listening to On the Same Boat with Shaka. And now, your host.
You're listening to On the Same Boat podcast, the last episode of season one. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. It's been quite an incredible journey. I know I have been silent, very, very silent for long, but I've been dealing with a lot of personal issues and personal affairs, and I felt like, you know what, it's been silent for too long. It's about to get out there and just tell you guys what's been going on. I haven't just been silent doing nothing. I've been working on season two. I've been re-strategizing this whole structure of my podcast because we've grown and I would like us to grow a bit more, and that means sometimes sitting down and actually looking at the future and what it holds. So season two is gonna begin in 2021. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be lit. We're gonna be transitioning into a lot of things. For example, we're gonna be having a huge crew behind this boat. We're gonna be having more supporters behind On the Same Boat. We're gonna be having studio time now. It's gonna be lit. So we're gonna be having quite a few new things. We're gonna try a lot of new things. We have a great guest lineup for season two. I swear it's mad amazing. It's just awesome. And I just can't wait for this year to end so that we can kick off 2021 with a mighty bang. Hopefully the Chinese don't eat anything else that's gonna incriminate us again. So I have been off social media for a while. I took a break because I was going through a lot, and the whole social media world is mostly negative. So I decided to be off it to just focus on myself just a bit. And now that I am back, I decided to first post something on my personal account. I asked you guys, what do you want to be normalized? And so, as you have seen from the title of this episode, this is We Should Normalize This. So, I asked guys what they want to be normalized in 2021. I got a lot of responses, and I'm gonna just read a few of them. Someone said we should normalize shooting shots in 2021, and I agree, especially to my girls. Let's normalize shooting shots. Let's normalize dating. Whoever said this, Apana, me, I'm staying single for a while. Someone said, and normalize everything else and normalize being you. And I totally agree with that. Someone said, normalize being single. Yes, I'm tired of seeing couples everywhere. Like, guy, can we breathe? Can I walk on the road and not feel guilty? Can I be in a restaurant and just eat on my own? Anyway, normalize self-love, appreciating life, family, and friends. So true, especially the first part. Normalize self-love. Normalize putting God in everything. True. I don't know. I think we should shout this one on top of the roof. But yeah, normalize putting God in everything. Normalize human rights in all aspects. I don't even know a better way to put that because it's already well put. Normalize giving bitter people sugar. Yeah. I think I'm just going to be walking around with sachets of sugar. Because bitter people, y'all need sugar. Y'all need some sugar. Normalize accepting compliments without letting it get to your head. I feel like this was a direct attack to me. Whoa, I take compliments sometimes a bit too far. But yeah, I'm just dramatic like that. It's just life. Normalize making money. I don't know why we haven't normalized this yet, but yes, normalize making money, normalize having your own hustle, normalize being independent, normalize masturbation. That's not me who say that, but yeah, I think we should try it. So normalize telling our friends we love them. Normalize being single till we're appreciated and loved. Whoa. Normalize that, guys. Normalize being single till you're appreciated. Normalize being single till you're loved. Don't settle for less. Normalize not ghosting. But I'm gonna come out and say mine, so normalize respecting the dead. If someone ghosts you, respect the dead. Move on. Normalize elimination of cancel culture. I don't wanna go completely against it, but I believe in cancel culture. I believe that there are a lot of things that we should cancel, a lot of people, and I'm not gonna back down. Like people like R. Kelly, we're not gonna uncancel them. They deserve to be canceled. So I don't know. Normalize being selfish with ourselves for a change. Being too selfless is a no-go zone. True. Normalize loving ourselves and prioritize your happiness over others. I agree with that 100%. Normalize bettering ourselves and not judging people. Yes, don't judge people, guys. Let people do them. Let people live their life the way they want to live it. If people want to do their own shit, let them do that shit. Normalize understanding that people have the right to be busy with their life. True. The people who just get mad at you because you just don't have the right time and space all the time to just always just turn up and just always just meet places and just do whatever. Like, people have lives. People have their own shit that's going on in the background, and you should normalize respecting that. And maybe the last one I'm gonna read that was put out by you guys was normalize building friendships on maturity and trust and not continuous phone calls. So there's a lot more I haven't said that was put out on those question stickers, but I also put out a list of mine and we're gonna read it. I'm gonna read it for y'all because I came up with some things y'all should definitely normalize. I mean, I'm not your captain if I don't sail this ship right. Anyway, so this is we should normalize your captain's list. Normalize enjoying your own company. Normalize taking yourself out for dates. Normalize splitting the bill. Normalize enjoying poetry. Normalize hooking your captain up with your fine friends or brothers or rich uncles. I don't mind. Normalize returning money you borrowed from your friends at the time you agreed on. Normalize using protection. Normalize consent. And I say that in oral caps. Normalize not saying no cap at the end of everything, because I'm really tired of hearing no cap everywhere. Normalize not saying no caption as a caption, because that's still a caption. Normalize taking good advice. Mala is taking healthy risks. Mala is not judging people. Mala is living and not just existing. Mala is spending time with your family, because those fall out these days. Mala is respecting your friend's hustle enough not to keep asking for discounts or take things for free. Mala is plugging your friend's businesses. Mala is taking your friends out. Mala is taking care of your friends when they're turning up. Mala is not being so hard on yourself. Mala is having the real conversations when sober. Mala is enjoying non-toxic relationships. Mala is actually taking advice when you're in a toxic relationship. Mala is learning new things like chess. Mala is accepting men being vulnerable. Heck, Mala is not apologizing for being real by saying exactly what you feel. Mala is being brutally honest. The sugar-coated truth is often mistaken for lies and mixed emotions. Mala is following your conscience. Mala is living in tranquility while it lasts. Mala is calling out your friends on their bullshit. Mala is taking being called out and changing your bullshit. Mala is healing before moving on to another relationship. Mala is supporting content creators. We put in more than we get back most of the time. Mala is wanting good things for yourself. Mala is reading more books, working out more, and hydrating. Mala is feeding your mind with actual food. And finally, Mala is plugging this podcast to your friends because it's dope. It's just awesome. So thank you guys for this far that we have come together. This has been a great season. This recording space of mine has pulled me out of some dark places. So thank you all for being a part of this journey. I shall be hosting Golden Circle K before the end of 2020. And I shall be a guest in more platforms in 2021. I have postponed them till then. So y'all have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Don't forget to yell Jumanji on 31st midnight. And season 2, guys. Season 2. Y'all ain't even ready. Trust me, y'all ain't ready. But you'll be hearing from me soon. So one last time, I'm wishing you all the happiness you seek. This ship has sailed.
They don't really realize though. This next verse though. These bars. Watch this. Go.
Whoopie de scoop. Scoop de dee whoop. Whoop de scoop de poop. Poop de scoop de scoop de whoop. Whoopie de scoop whoop poop. Poop de dee whoop scoop. Poop.